Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Cryptic Commander. I am your host, John Nose, and we've got some good news and we got some bad news. Hopefully, I did a good enough job to put this together to have the good outweigh the bad, but let's see. Starting off with a little bit of bad news. If you go over to Wizards of the Coast, wizards.com, you find the Magic the Gathering section, and you click on the Gatherer tab, where you can search up cards and whatnot. You can search by, set, legality, color, keywords, etc. You'll see this image. It says, we have removed this card image from our database because it has racist or culturally offensive art, text, or a combination thereof. Racism and cultural insensitivity are unacceptable and have no place in our games nor anywhere. I read that off to you. That is what's replacing these seven cards. And those seven cards are Invoke Prejudice, Cleanse, Stone Throwing Devils, Pradesh Gypsies, Jihad, Imprison, and Crusade. So those seven cards, they still exist in the world, yes. They're very old cards, mind you. I'm talking like 93, 94 maybe. These are some old cards, but nonetheless, they did take them out of the Magic the Gathering database. Over on M21, this new set that's legal and standard, somehow we have an error with basic land. I don't know, Swamp Mountain? I don't know how to pronounce it because it's a mountain with a swamp put on top of it. These things happen, but this guy's fetching a pretty penny. Word around town is about $300-$400. I don't know. Let's see what happens. After the upcoming Zendikar Rising, which is going to be a set we'll talk about later, but it's not even out yet, Therese Nielsen will never create artwork for Magic ever again. Her art will go for a pretty penny, though. Because if you Google search her art, She's been in the game for a long time, and I just know that her art's going to go up. Stimulus, and let's face it, we're bored. Sealed product flying off the shelves. The singles that we can use as examples that are influencing the market would be cards like Growing Rights of Itlimok, that is Itlimoc, because it's a poor man's Gaia's Cradle. Null Rod, which is an artifact from Tempest, and Golgari Grave Troll. I didn't know about Null Rod, but after looking it up, these cards are going up, and people are buying them like crazy. Before I get too ahead of myself, I want to let you guys know that I got married over the weekend. So, my fiance before is now my wife. And she's been going through the things, the rigmarole of changing her name through the mail and stuff like that. And all the legal papers, And now that the honeymoon's over, I've got to get back into the swing of things and, magic all the time. So I was playing Magic the Gathering Arena the other day, and it kept crashing on my laptop. Now, on my PC, which is a little bit old, I can see it crashing a few times. But my laptop, that's a different story. You see, I exclusively got the Dell G3 gaming laptop for the podcast. I'm not going to lie, when I knew that it had the specific the specs, capability of playing Magic the Gathering Arena, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm going to play Magic the Gathering Arena. And I've never had a problem with Magic the Gathering Arena until today. It just kept crashing. I would load the game. It would get to a certain point, like loading assets or something, and just crash. I'm like, man, maybe they're doing an update or something. I waited half the day. Finally, I got an idea to look up on the internet and see if there's any way to fix these problems I was facing. So I typed in the problems I was having, and sure enough, man, one guy said, empty your trash bin. So I went right to my recycling bin, and I emptied it, and started the game. And sure enough, man, it's working like a champ. Richard Garfield has a new game coming out on Steam. It might come out on different areas, too. But I know for a fact it's Steam, where he's a co-designer. The game's called Roguebook, and it's based off of another game, Fieria, or something like that. But you get to go in the book from that other game. And it looks pretty cool. I can't wait to play it. I think it's May 2021 when it comes out. There's a rumor. I don't like to discuss rumors too much, because I know just a few days ago I was doing research for tonight's podcast, and I saw a lady that's a new up-and-coming Magic the Gathering content creator, and she was putting information out that's news-like, but her information wasn't correct. And then a few of her viewers told her, hey, it's a rumor, you know, it's a rumor. And even I got on there and I was like, hey, I heard things too, but none of it's confirmed, so right now it's a rumor. So... But this one's getting more traction, so I'm just going to go ahead and say that, you know, they did catch a guy at GP Denver recently, got caught cheating using foils. I can only imagine that he was just keeping track of what's where with the foils, but when your opponent gets the cut, I mean, I just don't get it. But if you got certain foils, you know how they curl, but if he was marking them that way, hey, man, that's weird. I never thought of that, but I mean, I'm not a cheater, so I'm not going to say... And I don't condone cheating either. But I just never thought of that. But I guess bad guys think of things we don't, huh? Card of the day. Growth Spiral. So this one's a more recent card. And I can't believe it's still Type 2 legal. But it is. And it's one green, one blue, instant. Draw a card. You may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield. So you get two for one here. Two for one card, but you got two mana, two different abilities. One, draw a card. That should cost way more than one blue. And then you may put a land from your hand onto the battlefield for the other green. I'm guessing is what they're thinking there. But for a common, this is pretty sweet. And I think one of the main reasons why it is card of the day is recently a lot of the top 8 pro tours, you're seeing thousands of copies of this guy going around. Almost everybody's using a playset of this. So I don't blame it for being the card of the day. And at the common level, I remember when I first saw this guy. We've given out Ravnica Allegiance and the other Ravnica packs, even on the podcast. But when I first saw this guy, I'm like, man, this is sweet. I got a big box of bulk. And, of course, this guy's everywhere. And just that early in the game, ramp, hello, you know. I was trying to play test with it, be like, this is my hidden tech. I guess I wasn't the only one thinking that way. But yeah, Growth Spiral, there you go. Ban and restricted announcements are coming up on July the 13th, so look forward to that. July the 13th, ban and restriction announcements. According to Wizards' initial announcement, Historic, Pioneer, Modern, and Pauper will be impacted the most. Also look to the likes of Wilderness, Reclamation, and Nexus of Fate. You know, look forward to those getting banned too. Magic the Gathering Twitch streamer Lizbeth Eden banned from creator program by Wizards of the Coast. So this one's a little odd. It's relatively fresh news. If you do a simple search of Lizbeth Eden, which is Lizbeth, last name Eden, you'll see. But yeah, she's banned from the creator program. Also talking about that though, I forgot about the Greenlight program from Wizards of the Coast, and I'm not sure if they're still honoring it or if they're still accepting applications or whatnot. So within the last few hours, I actually filled out an application for it, for the podcast. So I will fill you guys in on how that goes. If I get accepted or rejected, either way, I'll let you guys know. Wizards of the Coast cuts ties with artist Noah Bradley. This one I saw coming. I remember seeing weird tweets going on. And I'm like, wait, what? What's going on? And then maybe a few days later, all stuff just start hitting the fan as far as Noah's concerned. And I saw that one coming. Magic the Gathering Arena on Mac OS. So I don't have a Mac, but for all the Mac users out there that have one, hey, look forward to play against me or your friends or strangers. But that is the show for today. I want to thank you guys for bearing with me. And I was busy here in my marriage. A few things around the house, the honey-do lists, the honey-do chores, you know how that is. But, get over on the Facebook group. Let's talk. Let's get together, guys. Let's see what everybody's thinking about the podcast, how it's doing, where it's going. I'm looking for listener feedback so we can grow together. But until next time, keep spell slinging.